Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Hope you all had a great Christmas. And let me remind everybody, Christmas, first syllable, Christ. It seems that Joe Biden, when he gave his Christmas message, forgot the reason we have Christmas is to celebrate the birth of Christ, Jesus. Not one mention, of course, because we know who he serves. So just wanted to mention that, but I hope you had a great Christmas. Sorry for the enunciation, but I'm making a point. We have an old familiar guest back with us today, and we're going to be talking about the Great Deception. We're going to be also talking about the takedown of more power grid, which I believe is being beta tested on the American people right now. And this is why I hope you have food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And we are going to help you with a couple of these things. So we are brought to you by, in this first segment, MPS, My Patriot Supply. They're still in business. Many have sold out to the government. Maybe we've gone out of business. Many can't maintain the demand. MPS, not the problem. And they are producing a quality product that lasts 25 years. And you will have lots of diversity in the food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so you don't habituate to the same food and stop eating. And you can get yours now for a great sale, unlike the rest of the economy where the prices are going up. But MPS, what they're doing is giving you specials. On the three-month emergency kit, you get $250 off. You say, well, Dave, I want to order a year. Yeah, good. Order in three-month increments. You'll save $1,000. Go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. And if you have food, you darn well better have water. And right now, with the grid being experimented with, I should say grid takedown being experimented with, I believe these are beta tests, you need to be worried about your ability to procure water over the long haul. You may have to scavenge. And I'm going to make a direct request of you right now so you're not beating down my door. Get a water filtration system for every member of your family in case you have to transport. Okay, let's think ahead now. Also, too, what we're talking about is the Alexa Pro water filter, and they published the research results compared to the competition. And I'm warning you, there's not much competition. They do a really good job. They also have a great special going on as well. Go to waterwithdave.com. Take care of your family's safety needs right now. The Naval War College says on the fifth day of a crisis, waterborne illnesses become the number one cause of death. Don't let that happen to you. Go to waterwithdave.com. And then finally, ladies and gentlemen, if we are going to suffer, can we at least suffer in comfort? And we can make the products of MyPillow available to you at incredibly low prices. This is exclusive to our audience. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges, and you say, well, how much will I save? Well, they'll pull up the menu right there. They'll see all the products, and most of them are at least half off. Some of them, like the slippers, over $90, are now less than $28. It's incredible what's available there right now. You want to check this out, mypillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. And I almost forgot, I got talked into doing a merchandise store. Now I'm kind of glad I did. It's pretty cool. We have all our sayings on hoodies and sweatshirts and T-shirts and mugs and so forth. You know, freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. You can't dodge the Hodge. And you get 10% off with the coupon code Dave10. Go to DaveHodgesMerch.com, DaveHodgesMerch.com. Well, we have with us, as I mentioned, Bob Griswold. And we are, I got to tell you, Doug Thornton and I talked about this on the TV side of this recently. We are in absolute shock about, one, how passive America is to what's going on to us. And number two, we are stunned at the rapidity of the takeover of this nation. And takeover is exactly the right words. So here to talk to us about some specific aspects of this is Bob Griswold. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Dave, what you just talked about in your intro, I could talk about. We could make that four or five programs. First of all, you know, when Joe Biden did not mention the name of Jesus in his Christmas message, you know, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Jesus is the central theme of Christmas. Have I got that right? And you know, he claims to be a Christian, and he doesn't even mention the name of Jesus. I kind of think that name stings on his tongue when it comes out. I'm not being funny right now. I really think it probably pains the demons in him to say that name, Jesus. And, you know, we talk about the introduction of Satan. Well, you saw that Baphomet-type figure that was in his Christmas decorations when he was standing in front of the fireplace. Did you see that, Dave?
Yes. Oh, I saw it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so, I mean, he has the symbol of Satan in his Christmas decorations as he's standing there in front of the White House. And, you know, we are just watching, Dave, this nation go down so fast right now that it's boggling my mind. It took hundreds of years for Rome to fall and all these other empires. It took all so much time where the first signs of decay came into the nation, and then finally when they just collapsed. But we're seeing this in just a generation. One generation. It has gone from basically a Christian-based nation. When I was a child, you know, everybody went to church. Everything was closed on Sunday. They used to call them the Blue Laws. You know, where you could ask anybody, and everybody would say they were a Christian. And to today, where the majority of churches anymore don't even believe the Bible. They believe certain parts of it, but they reject certain parts. 50% of Protestant churches have taken on the LGBTQ doctrine. And so we're just watching this swirl down at catastrophic pace. But I just want to back up just for a second. You know, last week we were talking about the takedown of the power grid. And I didn't want to mention this ahead of time because I just didn't want anybody to accuse me of saying I was giving people ideas. But my wife and I were talking about it. We had some friends over yesterday, and as we saw the cold front moving in across the nation, we were talking about it'd be the perfect time for someone to go and take down parts of the power grid. And lo and behold, it happened in Washington. You know, I guess the three power substations were vandalized. And Dave, this is not going to be an isolated case. This is going to be a thing now where not only the electric grid, the water, the communication, all these different forms of advanced services are going to become attacked in this country. And, you know, everything we have talked about, it's coming right in front of our face. And it is part of a Marxist revolution to undermine the grid, as we mentioned last time. I think it was on the TV program. The two things a Marxist has to do is the government can't protect you and the government can't provide for you. When Marxists successfully put that into the American psyche, you know, the government can't protect you, and they've done everything they can to defund the police, emasculate the police. The police can't, you know, enforce the law. They can't stop bad guys. They have to sit there and watch like they did in the riots in Washington and Portland and Oregon. Just sit by and watch people commit criminal acts. You know, in San Francisco, you just sit by and watch somebody steals less than $1,000. You can't do anything. And in Illinois, in just a few days, they're going to have the no bond law where, you know, second degree murder, rape, pillage, home invasion, whatever. And you just kind of like a traffic ticket. And so that's the first goal of what these people want, is that the government can't protect you, which is that is, if you read our Constitution and the constitutions of the states, that's the primary function of government, to protect not only the borders, to protect commerce, to protect those things in those particular states and in the United States. And so we see now, day by day, police force by police force being emasculated so that they can't protect people. People are left to themselves, gangs, you know, muggers, rapists, thieves, whatever, murderers, and just out in the open, murder. And then, you know, if you do get caught, you're just catch and release. You let go and to go do it again. And so that's the first tenet of what the Marxists have to do. The government can't protect you. The next tenet that they do, and this is what they do throughout history, is the government cannot provide for you. And so we have seen through COVID and all these other things, the systematic dismantling of the supply chain. So what used to be taken for granted, you know, the milk would show up on time, you know, whatever food you wanted would show up on time. That is being systematically destroyed. The first thing Joe Biden did when he became president was one of the most evil things any president has ever done. He, for an energy-consuming nation, he cut off the pipeline that was going to provide oil to vast portions of the United States. And even today, we see now Americans suffering because they don't have oil or affordable oil to heat their homes with. And so we're watching right now, excuse me, the dismantling of the supply chain where the government can't provide for you. And so with these power grids being attacked, and you know, the news media trying to croak out of their lying pie holes that somehow, you know, right-wing extremists are doing it. Billy Bob with his 30-06 and his two pit bulls are doing this. I mean, this is a professional, concerted, coordinated attack. Just as professional and coordinated the Democratic Party did upon the police forces of the United States, that over around the nation, people were left to fend for themselves. And in a lot of the states where they were left to fend for themselves, they have very strict gun laws so that, you know, the citizens can't even use a gun to protect themselves. And so we see cities like Chicago, Detroit, where crime is just way out of bounds. You know, on the border, we see all this trafficking and these horrendous acts of butchery to other humans, the fentanyl pouring in, people's properties being violated. I mean, there's people that live on the border. They go out every day, and there's dead people laying on their, you know, that have died crossing the border. Either they were, you know, brutalized crossing the border, women raped to death. I mean, and what's the, you know, AOC or I went to the border and I didn't see any of that. Well, it's planned. It's designed. And the day what confuses me, and I'd like your comment on this, is you could, because you have the training. I've read about psychology and I've read about the human mind and how it works, but you have professional training in it, not to patronize it, but you do. What causes a nation of supposedly educated people to sit there and watch, you know, gangsters, thugs, mafia type figures, and I mean in the thing, to just watch them systematically dismember your country and say nothing?
Well, what, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting. Boy, I'll tell you, I'm just so amazed that you brought this up, because Doug and I have been talking about this, and I have been talking about it also too on the YouTube side of things. I have to compare us to South America, where they have never known a moment's peace with their governments. One corrupt regime replaced by another corrupt regime. And these people have learned, Venezuela learned this lesson the hard way. If you don't act decisively and quickly in a South American country, you get buried by the existing regime. And right now, in South America, Peru's government has been replaced. Corrupt election. The military said, no, we're not going along with this. Argentina's on the verge. The vice president's already been arrested and sentenced to house arrest. Her husband, the president, is on the verge of having the same thing happen for the same reasons as Peru. Brazil is in a military standoff with the army on the side of Bolsonaro, who was cheated out of his election, like a Kerry Lake or Donald Trump. And they're on the verge of a civil war, as is Chile. Now, come back to America, and you have America with nearly 2.5 centuries of continuity of government. Yes, we've had corruption, we've had a civil war, we've had bad things, but things have always gone back to normal. So it allows America a comfort zone for normalcy bias, where we don't have to do anything, and bystander apathy that's, well, okay, it isn't that good, but they'll handle it, and eventually it'll all work out, because it always has worked out. And what people fail to realize today is that our lack of urgency for fighting against this takeover of our country is promoted by our past success, and we fail to recognize the threat. It's like a coach who has not got his team up for the big game and they're not mentally prepared to play. We still think things are going to go back to normal. In fact, my German relatives that escaped Hitler told me pretty much the same thing. They said that when Hitler came to power and started to do his early nonsense, they thought he was a bore and it was something that would pass over. and they didn't realize how bad it would get, and they barely got out with their lives. So, Bob, that's my answer for why America sits by and lets this happen.
You know, and David, and what we're seeing is what we're seeing manifested in the physical realm of all this lawlessness and butchery, and I do use the word butchery because our children are being butchered, perversion, where every norm for the last 6,000 years is being turned on its head, biblical law, and even if, you know, I'm not a Muslim, but even if you want to go to Muslim law, and going back to the Code of Hammurabi, you go back and you see these norms that humanity was given, you know, God gave these laws to humanity so that we could have peaceful existence among ourselves, you know, that we could trade, we could operate, we could raise our families in a peaceful, normal existence, see our children, see our grandchildren, you know, be free from the threat of famine, all this that God gave in his magnificent, you know, benevolence to us, we are now rejecting it out of hand and, you know, mocking it. And just, Dave, I'm going to say this.
There's an element. Bob, I wanted to draw a distinction. I do agree with you. They're mocking it. But it's a segment of the population, not the majority of the population. The majority of the population is tolerating it through passivity.
And you know, what did Niemöller say? To be silent in the face of evil is evil itself. Mm-hmm. And not to act is to act. And so, you know, if I, we've heard the stories, and you know, of a woman on a subway in New York being raped right there on the floor with 20 people in the car. And what do? They videotaped it. Nobody acted. And that's evil. And so that's what I would say, just to sit by and watch children being brutalized and not say anything about it. That picture of those two young females with those Frankenstein scars across their chest, where their, you know, their breast had been removed and they're prepubescent, will haunt me. I can't get those images out of my mind. Yeah. That those women, no matter what they want to do in life, no matter what other changes they have been brutalized by a medical system that has profited on butchery and destruction, and you and I say something about it, but the majority of Americans don't say anything, and so I would put that in the classification of evil.
Let me tell you about Arizona. Let me tell you, Bob, you sound like a Maricopa County resident here. Katie Hobbs stole the election from Carrie Lake. The proof is overwhelming. There's more proof for this election than there was in 2020 with Donald Trump. But a lot of people don't know yet. See, I call Katie Hobbs Katie Hobbit. And let me tell you why. You mentioned brutalization, physical dismemberment of children. Guess what Katie Hobbit's husband does for a living?
Well, I can only imagine.
Just take a wild guess.
You kind of baited the question. I would presume maybe he helps children transition.
Yeah, that's a nice way of putting it. It's at Phoenix Children's Hospital. They've closed ranks. They won't make comments when the media start asking questions. But it's true. It's true. Now, it may be legal, but from my side of the street, it's as immoral, dirty, and nasty as you can get, but it befits this Hobbit family, where she is totally open borders with fentanyl coming in and killing our children, child sex trafficking, victimizing our kids the same way. I mean, my state has been taken over by a despot, a servant of Satan.
Yeah, Dave, you know, I was reading the other day that the average teenage boy in America today has the testosterone level of a man my age. This is deliberate, that boys don't have, because of the foods, the estrogen-promoting foods, you know, they're emasculating our children right in front of our face, chemically emasculating through the food system and the vaccines, which I'm going to just throw out something. I was reading a story the other day, Dave, and I think I forwarded it to you, that by 2030, they plan on introducing 500, now not 50, not 5, 500 new vaccines. I mean, 500. But our children are not only being physically emasculated, but they're being chemically emasculated because of the food. It becomes worse and worse every year. And we these children, because, you know, divorce is so easy, they're on the third set of parents, and both parents have to work because of what the government's done with inflation, making it so one you know, worker, you know, husband cannot go to work and provide for his family. Usually it's the wife has to take a job, the husband has to take a job, possibly two jobs, and the children are left to themselves to eat, you know, bagged food, junk food, box food, and you know, which chemically emasculates them. And we're going to get into this in just a minute, because I want to get into what's behind it. It's the spirit that's behind it, Dave. And so as we see this being worked out in what you Bible would call the natural realm, the physical realm here, the touch, taste, see, hold realm, there is a spiritual realm behind it that we are opening the doors to, that's coming rushing back, that the Church of Jesus Christ has held at bay for one way or another for 2,000 years. And these demagogues of the past are now being welcomed, not only just the door opened, but come on in, sit down, stay a while. Can I fix you a cup of hot tea? You know, welcomed back. And they're bringing all of the debauchery, the murder, the hate, the lies that they instilled in many societies before, starting in Babylon, and now working its way up. And because the Church of Jesus Christ, where it says the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, now the true Church of Jesus Christ, the gates of hell will not prevail, but the mission of the church was to Christianize the world through the message of Jesus Christ. And his love for humanity, his forgiveness of humanity, you know, his forgiveness, all those things that we have, and the teaching of truth that drove all the pantheon of gods out. You know, and this journey just was recently in me that I started seeing this, because as I was reading, I mentioned to you St. Augustine, the City of God, and how the Christians were blamed for so many of the disasters because, as St. Augustine recorded it in the City of God, and I recommend you reading it, the Christians forbid the worship of the old pantheon of gods. You know, Zeus, Nibiru, all these, you know, Ra, all this pantheonic Thor of gods that brought in with it, were demonic, that brought in with it all those pagan practices, the Canaanite child sacrifice. And Dave, I'm going to make a prediction. We have seen... I'm going to make a prediction because I base it on biblical history and biblical knowledge that we have seen child sacrifice come back. I mean, you know, that clothing, gosh, Bianca, you can know what it is. What's the name of that, the child clothing company? But they're
I think my safety protective mechanism is maybe blank out the name. Yeah, starts with a B.
But, I mean, they're like, their emoji is Moloch. You know, Moloch. You know, you throw your babies in the hands of molten Moloch and see him squirm and burn to death. I mean, so we're seeing this whole pantheon of gods come back, and the rate at which it's coming back because of technology is staggering right now. And the words of Jesus in the Bible come to me so strong, you know, that when the disciples came to Jesus in the Synoptic Gospels, you know, concerning the second advent of Jesus, his first caution and warning to them was, be not deceived. Many would come in my name. And we're seeing him come back today. All the gods of Egypt, all the gods of Rome, all the gods of Greece, coming back, which are nothing more than fallen angels manifesting themselves as deities, and we're seeing this now with the alien explosion, which is about ready to make, you know, full court press, front and center to humanity, and to deceive the people of the world. You know, Dave, I was just doing some research here on Hollywood movies. Okay, 2011, The Immortals. About these immortal beings that come down and benefit humanity. Gee, yeah. There's another one, 2016, The Gods of Egypt, about Nephilim, the Clash of the Titans. Zeus comes down and has sex with mortal women and makes immortals. Gee, have you read that somewhere, Dave? You know, fallen gods
Genesis 6, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, the bingo. I mean, And these movies, I was watching the trailers to them. They're very, very, the AI, the CGI, computer graphics, is staggering how good it is. And they're these demon-like creatures with wings, and it's just this spiritual battle that's going on. And the people that come and aid them are these benevolent fallen angel creatures that the gods produced. There's the stories of Gibberim. Now, that Gibberim, if you don't know, is a man who becomes, through genetic transformation, a god, a demigod. Nimrod became a Gibberim. He was genetically transformed. The new movie Avatar and its predecessor, Avatar, you see a regular man in that movie take his soul and put it into the being of a giant. And of course, they're benevolent, loving, kind, all wise giants who are in touch with Mother Earth, nature, through the planetary interconnections of all things. This is simple paganism. It's the pantheism. God is in all things. And this is just coming back. As we have abandoned the truth, all of this is coming back, and what it's coming back is the baggage. So here's my prediction I was going to say. As we've seen child sacrifice, abortion, we have seen child molestation come back. We have seen just the darkest of dark come back. I saw someone mocking the laws in the book of Genesis the other day. What about, the slavery thing? And the Bible condones slavery. Well, in a way, it puts moderation on slavery is what it does. And it never condoned, the type of slavery that Rome did. It put moderation on slavery because they knew men were going to do it. They knew how wicked it was, and they knew, as in Rome, if you bought a woman, you could do whatever you wanted to do with her. The Bible put restrictions on that, that if you took a woman and you had to marry her. You just couldn't, use her as an object. And so they started mocking all these laws in the book of Genesis, which God gave because he knew how wicked man's heart was. And if you don't think man's heart's wicked, just look at the 20th century. Just look what's going on now, how absolutely wicked man's heart is. Man's basically good. No, they're not. They're basically evil. That's why the number one expenditure of the world is methods to kill each other. And we see this going on in Ukraine and all the conflicts around the world, the police forces, all these things where people rob and kill and butcher one another. And so God, in his mercy, gave these laws to control that human depravity. And now they're being mocked. And here is my prediction. Write it down. As we have forsaken the respect for life, we allow the killing of children. We're now seeing the allowing for the killing of the terminally ill or the old. We're now seeing the butcher and the gender confusion, which is that it goes all the way back to Babylon. Men thinking they can act like women and women think. We are going to see the reintroduction in the United States of slavery. And I'm not talking about biblical slavery, where you become a bondservant. I'm talking about Roman slavery, mm-hmm. Greek slavery. And if we're not that far removed from
it. Well, we're not. Let me give you one practical example, then I want you to continue. Janet Yellen has not gone away with her suggestion for unrealized income potential tax. And what that means is you would be taxed on the accrued and accumulated value of your home, which no one could do. Nobody. I mean, unless you're just very, very wealthy. So what will happen? Your home will default to the government. They will probably let you stay in it, but you'll be like a serf on the feudal manor. Bob, that takes you halfway to what you're talking about.
Well, it does. Well, the inflation system right now has turned us into slaves, economic slaves, where the average person has to work till May to pay his tax bill. And I'm talking about not only federal, state, local, gas tax, tire tax, all these different taxes that are taxed upon tax upon tax. And everything, every price. If you buy a loaf of bread, the plastics tax, the dyes tax, the wheat tax, the gas tax. I mean, all the way through the production of that loaf of bread, all along the way, it's taxed. So that probably 75% of the cost of that bread is taxed. And so, yes, you become that. But it's going to go further than that, Dave, because I see this absolute hatred of Christian people and conservative people. I make the prediction that they are going to shortly reintroduce the ability to buy people. And what I mean, we're not that far from removed from it. It's still in the collective memory of the United States. And I want to say this. When the United States became a nation, we were handed a horrible system of slavery from the British. And in a very, very short time, which, you know, in 6,000 years that it existed, and in a very short time, our wise and good forefathers put an end to it. It didn't take that long. You know, from 1776, or actually 1792 when the Constitution was signed, to 1865, you know, for what had been 6,000 years, we put an end to it. But so it only has been illegal since 1865, and it even took then longer to actually implement it. But as we go back into paganism, all the practices, just as the nation of Israel, when they forsook the Lord, all the practices of Baal and all those evil things that they did were introduced into a nation that God formed. God gave them the law. God appeared to them. They had the temple where they could go in once a year and actually see the... I mean, they had prosperity. Solomon made gold like rocks on the ground. I mean, and then they gave in. I mean, they gave in to the teachings of Baal and every one of those wicked practices that Baal, which was goes all the way back to Babylon, were reintroduced into their society. And, you know, right now, I just look at it. We see right now that this Temple of Baal, they have that mock-up build of the Temple of Baal, is traveling around the country. We just saw the Commonwealth Games. You saw it, Dave, that big old red bull was steaming, you know, and all the people worshiping it. I mean, England, which was, you know, the Great Awakening, where, you know, all the Wesleys preached and all this amazing, where John Newton, you know, went there and outlawed slavery by his efforts, now given back into this absolutely pagan environment. And with that, they're going to come all the practices of Baal. The CERN. Now, this is a few years ago, and I would encourage anybody, put your spiritual blood of Jesus on before you do this, but go and watch the video of the CERN. That's that big tunnel. I mean, not the tunnel of Gothard, excuse me. Gothard Tunnel. Watch this opening ceremony to it. It is an absolute invocation to open up portals where they have a Satan-like figure, people worshiping it, falling angels. Just this is evil, evil stuff during their opening ceremony. Go watch it. It's on YouTube. Watch it. And then a CERN. We saw the dedication of CERN, the god Giva, where, you know, the god of destruction. All these ceremonies around the world which we're watching are reintroducing into our society all the practices of Baal. And with it, we are going to see the absolute horrendous effects of it. And we're watching it right now. Dave, I cannot believe I live in a nation where we watch the sexual brutalization, rape of our children, and the churches are absolutely dead silent about it. I mean, the churches won't talk about it. They won't talk about it because they it's the love of money. They're 501c3. They have to protect that like it were the Ten Commandments. That is their Ark of their Covenant. That is the Holy of Holies to them, their 501c3, because that's the money. And everything else is secondary to that. So, you know, you can't touch – you remember what happened when those people accidentally touched the Ark of the Covenant? They died. Well, if you go to a church and try to touch the 501c3, their Ark of the Covenant, you will be kicked out of that church. You'll be ostracized. Pastor, you need to talk about this. Well, we can't. We won't. Because, you know, we got to – they'll put some nice frosting on top of it, you know, chocolate-covered frosting on it. God's love. We're into loving people. And, you know, they willfully ignore the wrath of God. They willfully ignore the results of what happens when a society is abandoned by God. John MacArthur's done some excellent sermons on this. Once a society, and I believe we're there, once a society has been that those three stages of abandonment in Romans 1, where God abandons people, the final stage of abandonment is divine insanity. once you've reached that divine insanity, God has removed all restraint from you, and that's an irretrievable free fall. You cannot stop what happens because there is no conscience left, and the society just caves in and collapses upon itself. And so all these people that go and mock the laws of Leviticus and so forth are going to see the reason why God gave those laws to begin with, because slavery, all the depravity of the Canaanites, all the depravity of the gods of Babylon are going to come back into our societies with absolute viciousness, and it's going to destroy this nation. We are going to go into slavery. The Chinese, I mean, you know, I was watching John Ritter, former UN weapons inspector, and, you know, he was on several programs, but he was saying we are going to catastrophically lose in Ukraine. And why would we think anything different? I mean, Vietnam, Korea, I mean, Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, Iraq, you know, we lost them all. I don't think we have any plans on winning in Ukraine. I think we plan on dumping all kinds of money in there, which is unaccountable money, and just will eventually lose. And, you know, everybody go back, and then when the next war comes along, everybody will go, wow, we need to go fight those people. And we never learn. I mean, that didn't work. I mean, Vietnam is, you know, what they are today, a communist state. They're capitalist communist, but all these other places we've gone have just catastrophically failed, and it's going to happen again. And so our nation, all the entities, when I mean entities, are institutions of our nation, now have been given over to darkness. The news media, education, our defense department, our monetary system, our religious system have been given over to the gods of Baal, the Babylonian gods, and we are, I would say, a hair's breadth from destruction. I mean a hair's breadth. And this might not be the message, Dave, people want to hear, you know, the day after Christmas and as we go into a new year. But there are many pundits that I read and you read that are saying 2023 is going to be worse than 2022 and worse than 2021. And that only makes biblical sense. As we day by day leap down the ladder into the abyss. And we're not taking the steps gently. You know, when I was younger, and I'm sure when you were younger, I never walked down one step at a time going down a set of stairs. I would, you know, sometimes jump a whole flight just to get down quick, boom, 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 down a whole flight at one time, you know. And that is what we're doing in the spiritual realm, heading towards full depravity. So, you know, Jesus warned, and the Bible warns, that if it were possible, and I don't think it is, because Jesus said he wouldn't lose those that are really his, but if it were possible, that even the elect would be deceived. So what could be so powerful of spiritual nature that even God's elect could possibly be deceived? And we have to understand that we are fighting an extremely formidable enemy. Martin Luther, in the Song of Mighty Fortress Is Our God, said, if the right man were not on our side, our striving would be failing. And the right man is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who he's speaking of. So unless we today walk in the power of God's word, it's not enough to be a conservative. I mean, there are many right-wing conservative regimes that have butchered their people. Unless we're walking in the light of God's word, thy lamp is a word unto my feet, we are going to fall into this deception. This, Dave, I want to go into it, but last night I had some, you know, I was sleeping, and there's some dreams I had, and some ponderings and reading the Bible. And this is what was laid on my heart to tell people today. You're not going to stand this alone. You're not going to walk through this in the natural realm victorious, because the entities you're fighting, you know, you can fight an entity that might have, I mean, a Schwarzkopf, a brilliant strategist, Patton, a brilliant strategist, you know, smart guys when it comes to the art of war, you know, maybe 120, 150, 60 IQ guys. You're fighting entities right now that have been around and observed humanity for thousands of years. Their IQs are into the thousands, whereas the smartest of humans are into the hundreds. And if you think you are going to battle those entities that are coming back upon the world, Jonathan Cahn just did that book, The Return of the Gods. If you think you're going to battle those entities with your intellect, your physical strength, your smarts, your AR-15, whatever you have, I have news for you. You are going to be catastrophically defeated. The only way you're going to win this battle right now is in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in Revelation it says they overcame him by the word of their testimony. What God has done for you, to you, how he's transformed you. He's made you a new creation, a new creature, and by the blood of the Lamb. And they overcame. That's how they overcame. It didn't say, you know, conservative men all got together and got a bunch of AR-15s and went and shot all the bad guys. It doesn't say that. In fact, if we want to look at one example in the natural, we can go back to look at the defeat of Roman paganism, how it eventually fell under Christianity. It wasn't through, you know, the Barabbases of the day, those that wanted to take up the sword against Rome. They were crucified, annihilated, and forgotten. It was by men and women who loved not their lives to death, who preached the everlasting message of God's atonement to humanity, forgiveness that God made through the blood of Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of humanity, that you could come in and have a new life, be set free from the sin and bondage that your life had just consumed you with. And that's what conquered Rome. That's what conquered Rome to Jesus Christ, to the gospel. It was the message of the 12 apostles given to them by the Lord Jesus Christ. It wasn't the sword of Barabbas. And so today, you know, I look at this system that we have right now as a burning home. And it's not the fire, you know, started, say, on the stove with a little grease fire. If somebody's cooking bacon and, you know, there's a little fire that popped up. And it wasn't extinguished at that point. That's just a little fire. Let's don't worry about it. And then the fire jumped to some of the cabinets. And then it jumped to the dining room. And before you know it, the infrastructure, the 2x4s, the rafters were all on fire. And it's one of those blazing fires that just sucks the air in, and it just creates this, you know, like a rocket stove blast. And at that point, the structure's completely ruined. And people might disagree with me, but I think the United States is at that point now.
I think we've crossed the Rubicon, Bob.
I agree.
I think we can turn this around? Yeah, but you can't use physical tools to fight a spiritual war, and our country fails to recognize what needs to happen to turn this around, which would be to get on bended knee and submit to the will of God.
But, Dave, don't you understand if we get Trump back in office, it'll all be fine? I really can't believe I'm hearing people say these things.
He's a secularist.
I mean, you know, I really like what Donald Trump did. A lot of stuff, secure the borders, low inflation, good jobs, bringing jobs back. I like all that stuff. But I have to say he borders being reprobate. I mean, he does. You know, potty mouth for sure. You know, and just what he talks about and says, it's like not a Christian would say those things. But that's for another discussion. But the infrastructure of the United States, and what I mean by infrastructure, your financial system, your educational system, your religious system, your governmental system, you know, the news agency system, the ability to protect our borders, our language, our culture, Mike Savage, all that right now is in that fire that's jumped from the stove to the cabinets to the living room to the dining room, the curtains, and now the infrastructure, the 2x4s, the rafters are just blazing up. And fire and air is being sucked in through the windows to feed that, you know, that combustion. And people say, well, you know, if we get a squirt gun, we can put it out. No, it's not. This is a spiritual fire that has burnt through the biblical foundation that our nation was given. It's burnt through our Constitution. It's burnt through the Federalist Papers. all those founding documents that were given, you know, the Constitution and its wisdom, you had to coin money in gold or silver. You know, Dave, I think I've showed you, I have some gold certificates. And those gold certificates actually say on it that there's $20 in gold on reserve at the Federal Reserve Bank that you can go and get, you know, a double eagle. Now, you know, that $20 bill, I could still, even though it's, you know, it's old and antiquated looking, it's worth $20, I could still take it to the bank and get $20 for it. But if I had in 1922 taken that and bought a double eagle, that double eagle worth $2,000 today. So the fire has burnt through that financial system, and now it's ready to cave in on itself. Fire has burnt through our educational system. I mean, people aren't learning calculus anymore. The Chinese are learning calculus. We're learning, you know, just woke nonsense. You look at our religious system, where people used to preach the messages of, you know, Wesley's, Witherspoon, all Spurgeon, and all this message of mankind needs to repent and turn to the Lord. Now we preach, you know, God loves you. He wants to understand you. You know, it's just Babylonian nonsense. And so all these institutions now have this blazing fire going off in them. And it's only, I would say right now, it's personal redemption. You know, and I've said this many times, you know, when Noah was on the ark, great judgment had come on the earth. The earth had just been wiped clean. God killed them all. And it said God remembered Noah. I mean, Dave, excuse me, this brings tears to my eyes. I want God to remember Bob. I want God to remember Dave. I want God to remember Steve and Doug and Mike Adams and people listening right now. I want God to remember them, that the judgment has been catastrophic. But God remembers you in the midst of that judgment. He remembers you, Sally or Mike or, you know, Billy or whatever. I want God to remember those that have go through this judgment, and he remembers you. And you know what? He brings you into the new land because there's a new kingdom coming, a millennial kingdom coming. And, you know, I want when that millennial kingdom, after that great battle happens, you know, Bob, yeah, you're welcome into the kingdom. Dave, you're welcome into that kingdom. You know, Isaiah talks about it, lion and lamb laying down together, a child playing with snakes and not getting bit, and all those other things. You know, peace will reign, no more war. Beat our weapons into plowshares. You know, I want to be welcomed into that kingdom. And the way we do this in this day and age when this deception, the gods of Babylon are coming back at us, and I just day by day see men and women falling into error because they've not given the diligence to the scripture that they should. They compromise the scripture. Their message is earthly, not heavenly. And their goal is not God's glory. It's their glory. You know, I want to build a church. I want this. Yeah, I want a night.
I think it goes farther than that, though. It's I look at it this way. If the globalists, which really is a euphemism for Satanists, if they were to announce their real intention, which is to kill God's prized creation, since they can't capture our soul, people would rise up. We'd have 400 million handguns become active in this country. But what they're engaged in is a deception. It's a deception that I call slow kill. They are still trying to kill people, whether it's the air, the diet, the water, whatever you want to say it is, forced wars that don't need to be fought. But, Bob, they are going after us on an extermination basis, but they're disguising it because of the slow burn nature.
Oh, global warming, yeah. You know, they're dissecting what has been the most productive food supply chain in the history of the world. They're dissecting it. No fertilizers, nothing is. Mass people are going to starve to death. Dave, if you listen to them, I mean, Harari, what's his first name? I forget his first name.
Let's just call him Satan Jr.
Yeah, he's actually coming up. We need to kill all these people. The Georgia Guidestones kill all but 500 million people. I mean, the Prince, what's his name? You know, if I come back, I want to come back as a virus, kill half all the people.
Oh, King Charles, the King of England.
Yeah, they are saying it. People just aren't listening. You know, just as Jewish people in Nazi Germany in the 20s and 30s, you know, Hitler's a bore. That's what they said. Hitler's a bore. Oh, gosh. He's just a windbag. And look what happened, because they ignored this rise of the occult of Nazism. And it wasn't a cult. It was a satanic religion. You look at what happened. And today, people saw the Commonwealth Games. They saw mass people out there worshiping this beast, this bull. They saw, you can see that the Gothard Tunnel, you can watch the occult ceremony there. You can watch the occult ceremony at CERN. You can watch, you know, occult ceremonies, the Baphomet being introduced into public schools. You can watch all this happening. But people, and this is, I just, you know, I know we can peacefully disagree. This is why I disagree. They're just silent. They see it happening. They're numb to it for different reasons. But, I mean, you just like right now. We were having dinner with some people the other night, and they were rolling their eyes when I was talking about vaccine injuries and all the vaccine injuries. That does not happening. The vaccine was good, you know. And I said, there's the science. Look at it. All you do is follow the science. Look at the insurance companies, the actuary table. And it was more eye-rolling, you know. People just are ignoring it. And as they ignored Hitler, rise to power, I think we're ignoring this final kingdom that's coming to power right now. They're calling it the Great Reset. And yet the Bible calls it the Great Tribulation. And it's coming upon us at light speed. What, by 2030, they want it here. That's 7 years from now. 7 years. And we don't know where in there begins the Great Tribulation. We don't know where, but it begins. And in that period, the Bible says at one time a quarter of humanity dies, and then another time a third of humanity dies. In fact, it says that unless those days had been shortened, no flesh would be saved. Because the genetic transformation, the genetic pollution, the death shots, the bad food, I mean, suicide among teenagers has gone up 52%. I mean, it's just catastrophic. So the message of hope that those that are listening right now, Dave, has is thy word as a lamp unto my feet. Psalm 91, that if I put myself under the shadow of the Almighty, I will enjoy his protection. And it doesn't necessarily mean physical protection. It means that my soul, upon my death, will be ushered into the kingdom of God by Jesus himself. Today, you will be with me in paradise, is what he promised the thief on the cross. And so that's the hope. For me, and I've said this before, it's that trinity of things that I have to do. I surround myself. Well, first of all, I allow the Holy Spirit to infuse me with a moral righteousness that lets me stand for truth, that God puts in me the wisdom and eyes to see the truth and to have that moral courage to speak the truth, that I don't cower in the face of all this adversity. Two, I surround myself by good men and women who love the truth, who honor God. I surround myself with those people. And then third, you prepare physically.
Exactly.
Prepare.
And that's we're going to have to hold it, Bob, because I want to give you a chance to, and we only have 30 seconds, so please, you got to be on the brief side. But readymaderesources.com, tell us a couple of things in about 20 seconds.
Well, I mean, you know, we have the night vision communication. I want to mention one thing. Go to my YouTube station, readymaderesources.com on YouTube, and watch how to make an alcohol stove. Now, I just want to say this. I have a little video with a little quart can of that you can pick up at Home Depot, Lowe's, little quart paint cans, empty. There's nothing in them. A roll of toilet paper where you push it into the can with the hole pointing up. You push that toilet paper in there, fill it full of isopropyl alcohol, 90%, and the power goes out like it just did. You can make these alcohol stoves for dollars, and you can heat a room with them, and you can cook on them. You don't need something fancy. If you go watch it on my Ready Made Resources YouTube station, you'll see how to make an alcohol stove. That's the prep tip I wanted to give people today.
Okay, how do people?
But if they want to buy,
Bob, how do people get a hold of you?
800-627-3809. readymaderesources.com.
Readymaderesources.com, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, the time to prepare was yesterday. You still have an opportunity, but the supply chain is going to go down. You're not going to have availability. We're living in a failing economy right now, ladies and gentlemen. Please, please realize that and take appropriate action. Bob, thanks so much for joining us.
God bless, Dave. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.